Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much, Ron. And Dove has written, welcome all to Awakening Together's first Sunday service. And we call it a gathering. And to be honest, as I was sitting here listening to Ron and watching you all enter the room, I felt a little choked up, you know, that sentimental choked up, that everyone is gathering. It's really wonderful. I do belong to a church here in Pueblo. It's called the Center for Inner Peace. And up until very recently, I went there, regularly. And, I just noticed the difference, how I feel being here with all of you. You all are truly, my church or my assembly. I've been coming here to ACIM Gather since, I first started in April of 2005. I've also joined with you all through the Peace of God, through the NTI discussion group. Now we mostly join through Facebook and in this room. And, you all really are my assembly. There's no doubt about it. You know, this is where my heart wants me to be. So I don't think I realized that fully. I was just kind of following inner guidance, following inner prompting to do what we are doing to get Awakening Together set up. But as you showed up in the room this morning, I realized, just how right this is, at least for me, for my heart. So welcome everyone. I noticed Melissa wrote that, she is awake in bed on the West Coast. This is pretty early in the morning, but this is a gathering you can come to in bed, in your pajamas, with your laptop. Jasmine is here behind me. You know, she's a teenager. She doesn't usually get up quite this early, but she came stumbling down the stairs a few minutes ago and she's sitting here and she said something like, Mama, wouldn't it be funny if I was late to church, even though it's in my own basement? But she's here. So, and I see people are still coming in the room. We have 45 now and it's still growing. So welcome everyone, to the first gathering of Awakening Together. I am truly, truly touched. And I'm looking forward to this adventure we're going to have together. You know, we've been together for a long time, but now this adventure as Awakening Together, it'll be a lot of fun to see how it unfolds and how we become even, more joined. And by that, I mean, doing more things together, associating with each other even more closely than we've been associating in the past. I want to give you all a link. This is a link to our program for our gatherings. We're going to have gatherings each week at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Time. Eventually, maybe we will add more so that we're more suited to other times as well. There were people, for example, that wanted to be here this morning, but they're on the East Coast and they have other commitments on Sunday morning, like going to their family's local church. So maybe eventually when we have enough ministers to lead gatherings, which we hope to have lots of ministers someday, we can have additional gatherings at other times. But right now there's only three of us, and so one time slot is enough. By the way, the three ministers are me, Regina Don Akers, David Fishman, and Philip Frisk. And later we'll talk more about how everyone who wants to can become a minister. Today's gathering is going to be, I'm going to be assisted by Barbara Dearwater and by Jay McCormick. Barbara will be doing a reading at the appropriate time according to the program link that I've given you, and Jay will be the admin during today's gathering. One of the parts of the program is that we are going to have an interactive time at the beginning of each gathering for you all to greet one another on the board. This would be similar to if you went to an American church service. You know, each church does it a little differently, but like when you go to the Catholic church, I think I've been a couple of times to a Catholic church. The ones I've been to, you stand and you kind of shake hands with people and say something like, peace be with you. I went to a Unity church in North Carolina where everyone got up from their seats and walked around and hugged everyone. And in fact, these people loved each other so much. I think the minister sometimes had trouble getting them to stop hugging and setting back down. So this is our virtual hugs, our virtual shaking hands. And I really would love it if everyone just go ahead and on the board, say hi, and feel free to say hi to people by name. You can say hi to everyone, but say hi to everyone by name as well. What I'm going to do is I'm going to just play a little bit of music for a couple of minutes while we greet each other. I picked out a song by Deva Premal and Mitten, which some of you may know. The name of this song is We Are Awakening. I think it's very appropriate. So please, everyone, greet one another on the board.
Shanti, Sachidananda. Om Shanti, Om. Sing together. Om Shanti, Sachidananda. Om Shanti, Om. Shanti, Sachidananda. Shanti,
part of each other, sisters and brothers, we are awakening. And I'm going to I'm going to stop that part of the gathering now, the saying hello. And I don't know if any of you all experienced what I experienced, but there was just no way I could say hi to everyone. I can see why the minister at my Unity Church in North Carolina had trouble stopping the hugs and getting on with the morning service. We all loved each other so much. We currently have 50 people in the room, and I know we also have people on the radio. In fact, Deb Gary, I believe, said that she would be joining us on the radio this morning. That was her preference. I had a little conversation with her, so she's there as well as some others. So hi to everyone on the radio, and Deb, you are being invited in the room right now by Dove if you want to come in. But if not, we're very happy that you've decided to join with us on the radio. I just want to share a little bit of a statement of purpose about Awakening Together. The purpose of Awakening Together is to join as equals in recognition of wisdom, regardless of its form. We want to embrace all wisdom that is helpful as we awaken to truth. We are interested in ancient wisdom, like the Upanishads or the teachings of Buddha. We are interested in more contemporary wisdom, like A Course in Miracles or the teachings of Eckhart Tolle. We are interested in wisdom as it comes through you and as it comes through me. In fact, we see all wisdom as one wisdom. The apparent differences are meaningless. Only the truth that wisdom points to has value. I have a few announcements to make. I have a team of friends that has been working with me to prepare Awakening Together for this day. And we began working together in January. So we've been working together for several months. Not all of the friends that have been helping, but many of the friends that have been helping serve on Awakening Together's member board of trustees. And in fact, I'm going to put a link in the room right now to introduce you to those who are on the member board of trustees. Eventually, we will be having elections. Once we have enough members, we'll be having elections to add additional people to the member board. But if you follow the link I've provided in the room now, you can see our current member board. You'll notice that I serve on the member board as the president minister. David Fishman serves on the member board as vice president minister. Lynn Johnson serves on our member board, and she will eventually be the director
Regina,
of our... Whoops, I lost the mic.
We missed the last minute.
Thank you, Deb. Whoops. Thank you, Deb. I think that happened when I posted the link. I'm sorry. I should have used the mouse instead of the control key. But all that's been happening in the last minute is that I have been just scrolling through the member board page. I gave you the link to introduce you to the member board members. Again, I'm the president minister of Awakening Together. David Fishman is our vice president minister. Lynn Johnson also serves on the member board of trustees, and she will be our director of the gathering room once this gathering room is turned over to Awakening Together. And that is scheduled to happen on January 1, 2014. Tom Conway serves on the member board of trustees. He's been helping write our policies and procedures. Jay McCormick serves on the member board. He is a very active member of our webmaster team. Nikki Dobson serves on the member board. She's been helping me write the ministerial preparation program. And Bruce Rawls serves on the member board. He is also a very active member of our web team. In addition, we have two volunteers that are working with us who are not on the member board. David Hempel, which is also helping with the ministerial preparation program, and Jennifer Miley Nahulu, who is also an active member of our web team. And then Jacqueline Eckert, who is on our board of directors, works with the member board trustees. She is our legal representative. So these are the people who have been working most actively so far, but we will be needing lots of people to get involved, and there'll be more information coming about that later. Another thing I'd like to share with you about Awakening Together, there's a lot of different links on our webpage, and we invite you to go to awakening-together.org and look around. We're going to be adding to this and perfecting it, but there's enough there for you to enjoy now. One link that I am pasting in the room without using my control key is the daily quote. I put up the first daily quote for today, and I or someone else will add a daily quote every day to this link, which is at awakening-together.org. Under the inspiration menu, daily quote. So feel free to go there every day and have a peek at today's quote. Another link I would like to share with you from our website is teachings. Again, if you go to awakening-together.org and look at our menu bar, you will find teachings there. The teachings have only started to be populated. But as we move forward, there will be more and more teachings added. Today's gathering and all gatherings will be added to this menu. We're also going to have featured teachings, some of the audios of some of the teachings that you all do in this room, and also guest teachers, people that we invite into the room who are not here usually, but we would like to hear them speak. So as we move forward, you'll find those links under teachings becoming more and more populated with audios. So please enjoy them. There's one more link I would like to share with you, and I'm very, very happy to be able to share this link with you today. Jay McCormick and Bruce Rawls, as far as I can tell, worked all day yesterday to make this link ready. This is our Become a Member link, and I'm going to post this in the room. As of today, anyone who wants to become a member, I see Jay has posted the link as well. Anyone who wants to become a member is invited to become a member of Awakening Together. And we are really, really happy to have you join us if that is what your heart is asking you to do. As I mentioned, Jay and Bruce worked yesterday to get the website ready for today. There are a couple of typos that I noticed this morning when I was testing the Become a Member screen. Just please ignore those. Those things will be fixed. Everything will be perfected. But if you go through the process to become a member today, you will be a member of Awakening Together today. Your name will be added to our database as a member. So welcome for everyone who is going to make that decision. I notice Jay is thanking Bruce. Bruce says it was mainly Jay's handiwork. Kudos to Jay. And Jay is saying, Bruce, without your training, I could not have done it. So it is true. It's all teamwork. To give credit to any one person for Awakening Together would be a severe mistake. This has definitely been teamwork. That's all of the announcements. I could make announcements for 2 hours, but I'm not going to do that. I'll just make different announcements each week. Of course, I'll make announcements on our Awakening Together page and Facebook, and I'll start making announcements to our Awakening Together news feed, which is on our website. That is going to be underneath our About Us menu. So if you go to awakening-together.org, click on About Us, and then Awakening Together News, I will begin making announcements there, probably starting maybe tomorrow, very, very soon. what I'd like to do now is just play a song for you. This is a song by The Fray, and it's called Be Still. Please enjoy the song.
Be still and know that I am with you. Be still and know that I am here. Be still and know that I am with you. Be still and know. When darkness comes, found you and covers you with fear and shame. Be still and know that I am with you, and I will say your name. If terror falls upon bed and sleep no longer comes, remember how the words I said. Be still and know. And when you go through the valley and shadow comes down from hell, if morning ever comes to be still, if you forget the way to go, lose where you came from, if no one's standing beside you, be still and know I am. Be still and know that I am with you. Be still and know I am.
And now I will pray. I am deeply grateful for this opportunity for us to gather together in honor of each other and our one shared heart to know the truth of what we are without block, obstacle, delusion, confusion. We are one. And it is only through our ego false beliefs that we seem to be separate. The purpose of awakening together is to be guided, each one individually, by the inner wisdom that we all share, in whatever way is most helpful, to let go of the belief that we are that individual, to see fully and completely, without obstacle, who we are, to know that and to be that. And even though that is our purpose, as we join together now, it is not fully realized for each and every one of us. Some of us still see ourselves as the individuals, some to more of a degree, some to less of a degree. Some of us are still very concerned about what appear to be our problems in life, what appear to be inadequacies of our personalities. I welcome all of that. There is nothing that I would judge, nothing that I would not welcome, no one that I would leave out. And I'm grateful that we are together. Amen. What I'm going to do now is let go of the mic and turn it over to Barbara Dearwater. She has a reading to share with us this morning. Barbara, the mic is yours.
Can you hear me okay? Somebody can say yes? Okay, thank you. I'm reading a reading. This is a talk between Nisargadatta Maharaj and a questioner. It's called Straight Encounter. The mind is restless itself. Questioner. I am a Swede by birth. Now I am teaching Hatha Yoga in Mexico and in the States. Maharaj, where did you learn it? Question. I had a teacher in the States, an Indian Swami. Maharaj, what did it give you? Question. It gave me good health and a means of livelihood. Maharaj, good enough. Is it all you want? Questioner. I seek peace of mind. I got disgusted with all the cruel things done by the so-called Christians in the name of Christ. For some time, I was without religion. Then I got attracted to yoga. Maharaj, what did you gain? Questioner, I studied the philosophy of yoga, and it did help me. Maharaj, in what way did it help you? By what signs did you conclude that you have been helped? Questioner, good health is something quite tangible. Maharaj, no doubt it is very pleasant to feel fit. Is pleasure all you've expected from yoga? Questioner. The joy of well-being is the reward of Hatha Yoga. But yoga in general yields more than that. It answers many questions. Maharaj. What do you mean by yoga? Questioner. The whole teaching of India, evolution, reincarnation, karma, and so on. Maharaj. All right, you got all the knowledge you wanted. But in what way are you benefited by it? Questioner, it gave me peace of mind. Maharaj, did it? Is your mind at peace? Is your search over? Questioner, no, not yet. Maharaj, naturally, there will be no end to it, because there is no such thing as peace of mind. Mind means disturbance. Restlessness itself is mind. Yoga is not an attribute of the mind, nor is it a state of mind. Question. Some measure of peace I did derive from yoga. Maharaj. Examine closely and you will see that the mind is seething with thoughts. It may go blank occasionally, but it does it for a time and reverts to its usual restlessness. A becalmed mind is not a peaceful mind. You say you want to pacify your mind. Is he who wants to pacify the mind himself peaceful? Questioner, no. I am not at peace. I take the help of yoga. Maharaj, don't you see the contradiction? For many years you sought your peace of mind. You could not find it. For a thing essentially restless cannot be at peace. Questioner, there is some improvement. Maharaj, the peace you claim to have found is very brittle. Any little thing can crack it. What you call peace is only absence of disturbance. It is hardly worth the name. The real peace cannot be disturbed. Can you claim a peace of mind that is unassailable? Questioner, I am striving. Maharaj, striving too is a form of restlessness. That's the end of the reading. I'm going to hand the mic back over to Regina. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. that was lovely. There are a few things that stood out to me in this reading, this conversation between a questioner and Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj. At the very end of the reading, Maharaj said, "What you call peace is only absence of disturbance." And then he asked, "Can you claim a peace of mind that is unassailable?" And that, of course, reminded me of the saying from the Bible, "The peace that passeth understanding." And when I listen to those words, "the peace that passeth understanding," what I really hear is it's a peace that the mind cannot understand. It's a peace that one mind cannot explain to another mind. The mind has no way of understanding it at all. And that is because, hello, my love, Jamie has now joined the gathering. That is because it is a peace that has nothing to do with the mind. It's a peace that is beyond the mind. Last year, when I was in my year of silence, and I spent many hours every day in contemplation of the quotes in the Seven Steps to Awakening, one thing that I came to see clearly is that within what I am, which of course is the same as within what we all are, right? Within what I am, there is. And I don't have another word for that. There is. There's not a thing there. So I can't say there is this or there is that. There is, right? Within what I am, there is. And then sort of after there is, or laid on top of there is mind. So there is, and then there is mind. And mind really has a lot of magnificent capabilities, possibilities. Mind is absolutely incredible, much more incredible than probably most of us have ever realized. The mind itself is, well, it's awesome. But what we are is that which is before mind. Mind is something that is made, created, and unreal. What we are is before mind. And of course, still present. It's present even with mind. So it's before mind, it's present. And you could say that if mind ceases to be completely, it still is. So it's before mind, it's present now, and it's after mind. And that's what we are. That's why it's called eternal. That's why when Jesus realized the I am, he said, he said, first of all, he said, before Abraham was, I am, right? But he also called it eternal life. And you can see that it is eternal life if it is before mind, present, even as mind appears to be present, and then if it is after mind, should mind end. So what's interesting about this conversation between the questioner and Maharaj is the questioner had not yet begun the realization of I am before mind, right? The questioner still thought of mind as what I am. And so the questioner, wanting to be happy, wanting to be at peace, was using spiritual practice to try and create a peaceful mind. Because if I believe I am the mind and I want peace, then the way that I would achieve that goal would be to make a peaceful mind. And what Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj is pointing out through his questioning is that cannot be accomplished. You cannot have a completely peaceful mind. And the real reason for that is, again, because mind is a creation, or mind was made, and mind was made with a purpose. The purpose of mind is to generate experience that is different than that truth of what I am. So to give kind of a modern day example, we have the person, let's say the person represents in the example the I am. We have the person, and then the person decides, I want to be entertained by something that is not me. I want to be entertained by a story that is not mine, right? And the person writes a movie script, and that movie script is produced into a movie, and now it's on the big screen, right? But it's not the person that came before the movie. It's not the person that is observing the movie. And of course, it's not the person that will continue to exist after the movie ends. So if the person is watching the movie and then says, wait a minute, that's not the story I want, let me rewrite the movie can be rewritten and refilmed endlessly, and it never becomes the person. It's just a story, right? Well, the mind can never become what I am. And what I am is perfect stillness, perfect openness, perfect intelligence. The mind can never become that. And so if we are using the spiritual path to try and change the mind to be what I am naturally, we will never have that experience, because the mind was made to be an experience of something other than what I am naturally. So the purpose of spiritual practice, and there are a lot of really good and useful spiritual practices, but the purpose of spiritual practice is not to rewrite the mind or reform the mind to be as I am naturally. The purpose of spiritual practice is to realize I am not the mind. The purpose of spiritual practice is to realize what I am and then be that naturally. Whenever we are acting from what we call ego, whenever we're acting from ego, if I, you know, have a thought that something is annoying and then I become annoyed, and then I respond, maybe asking someone else to change something, I respond out of that annoyance. All of that is happening for one reason only. It's because I still believe I'm the mind. That's where my identification lies. So when the thought comes into the mind, you know, that something is annoying, I immediately believe it, I experience it, and I respond to it. If, however, my identification has shifted to I am, or in my experience, even if it's shifting, I would describe my current experience as one that is shifting rather than one that has shifted, right? Even if my identification is shifting from I am the mind to I am, the mind can still be the mind, but now it's more like I am the person watching the film. I see the thought come into the mind that something is annoying, but then nothing else occurs with it because I don't identify with the thought as my thought. I'm identified as I am before mind. So I see the thought come in, something is annoying, but I naturally don't believe it because I don't believe I'm the mind. And so the thought comes and the thought goes without any effect whatsoever. I don't believe the thought, therefore I don't feel the emotions of annoyed. I don't think about a way to change the situation so that I'm not annoyed. I don't ask another person to be different or to change circumstances so that I no longer have to be annoyed. All of that follow-up to the idea does not occur, because the idea was not believed. So in effect, the mind doesn't have to become peaceful, just like a movie doesn't have to stop playing. I'm sure we've all had the experience of being in a room where there was a television on, but for some reason we weren't at all interested in what was on the television. Maybe it was the commercial in, you know, in the middle of our program, and we weren't at all interested in the commercial, and we pay no attention. The commercial can be there. It can be active. It can be loud. It can be colorful. But if I am not at all interested in the commercial, I'm not going to think about the product. I'm not going to rush out and buy the product, right? It has no effect if I'm not interested in it. It's the same thing with the mind. The mind can be active. There is no need to still the mind. The only need, if there is one, is to realize that I am not the mind. When I realize that I am not the mind, I lose interest in what the mind is saying, in the exact same way that I may lose interest or have no interest in a television commercial. And because I have no interest, there is no real attention going there. There is no believing going there. There is no emotional reaction to what is there. And there is no physical acting happening based on what is the mind. One thing that I've noticed is that sometimes when people are on this spiritual path, because they still have the confusion, I am the mind, although they would never word it that way, but the confusion is there, I am the mind. They do have a belief that they need to make the mind be a certain way. And if they can't make the mind be a certain way, they have not achieved or they have not made spiritual progress. And so what happens is, you know, they're attempting to do whatever spiritual practice they're doing with the idea that the mind needs to change. And then in comes a thought, the type of thought that comes into a mind. They see the thought and they go, oh my God, all this practice and nothing has changed. I'm such a horrible loser. I still have judgment thoughts. I still have fear thoughts. I still whatever. The only error that is there is the, I still believe I'm the mind error. Right? Because if I don't believe I'm the mind, a judgment thought or whatever can come into the mind and I see it, but it's nothing to me. It's meaningless. As meaningless as a television commercial that I have no interest in. It can be there. It can be loud. It can be colorful. Just like the television commercial can be there. It can be loud. It can be colorful. And still have absolutely no effect. Because I do not think I'm the mind. I do not believe it. I do not have no interest in it. Therefore, what I am is at peace because what I am is peace. What I am is peace naturally. The only reason I do not know peace is because I am believing the mind. That is the only reason. So the real purpose of spiritual practice, as I see it, is not to still the mind, even though we hear those words. The real purpose of spiritual practice is to realize who I am. This is one reason that self-inquiry is so helpful. As you know, self-inquiry came to me through the teachings of Inner Ramana. And one thing that I remember about the self-inquiry is that, you know, a thought may come into the mind like a judgment thought, right? And what I was taught was to look at that and say, you know, like, who is having this thought? Or what is having this thought? And what happened for me was I would see immediately the mind is having this thought. And then after seeing that the mind is having this thought, I ask, who am I? And of course, the realization that I'm not the mind was already birthed in me. And so just asking the question, who am I, would immediately shift my attention away from the thought. And once the attention was shifted away from the thought became absolutely meaningless and it had no effects whatsoever. So, that's what stood out to me as Barbara was reading today. I underlined a few things as she was reading, but I think that that's what those things really all meant to me is that the primary realization that needs to occur is the realization that I am not the mind. And when I am not the mind occurs, it doesn't matter what the mind says. I don't need to teach the mind not to think certain types of thoughts. I don't need to teach the mind to think certain types of thoughts. I merely need to know the difference between what the mind is and what I am. So the next part of our gathering program is a contemplation period. And what I will do is I'm going to play a song. The song is around 5 minutes long, and the contemplation period will last during the entire length of the song. The song was written by a friend of mine, also a friend of Bruce Rawls. In fact, Bruce Rawls has known this friend since they were in seventh grade together. They were best friends growing up together. And actually, from my perspective, their personalities merged a little bit. I can see some common mannerisms that these to have probably as, you know, being bonded as boys. But so I enjoy watching the two of them and seeing those common mannerisms that at least I perceive. So Bruce Rawls is very close friends with this friend. The friend's name is Dave Van Dyke. He lives here in Pueblo, and he wrote this song and donated it to the Foundation for the Holy Spirit. It's a beautiful song, Walking Along the St. Charles. And so I will play that during our contemplation period. During the contemplation period, we request that no one write on the board, because we do not want this to be distracting for anyone. During the contemplation period, what you really just want to be doing is looking at yourself, looking at your own ideas, attachments about where maybe you are the mind, you know, maybe looking within, finding the I am, whatever is helpful to you related to the teaching. Jay has also just posted, you are welcome to donate to Awakening Together. Here's the link. This is similar to our passing the plate in a church service. It does absolutely take money to run the organization. So anyone who feels in their heart to donate, you can do a one-time donation for a dollar or more. Or if you want to, you can start a subscription donation. Right now, the lowest increment on the subscription is $10, but I am going to change it to $5. So if you want to wait till next week to do a subscription, if that's your choice, if you want to do $5, just wait one more week and it will be there. So I'm going to go ahead and start this song that Dave wrote. And we'll just have, just have a few moments of contemplation while we contemplate who am I and where do I still believe that I'm the mind. Thank you. Yeah, and I just want to say thank you to Dave for writing that lovely song and donating it to us. He says there are more to come. Now, in our program, we are up to the interactive part of the program, which means we have an open sharing for about the next 15 minutes. And what I'm going to do is invite you to put up your hand, and I'll turn the mic over to you. I think that most of you are familiar with the room, so you now know how that process works. I'm very, very interested in hearing any wisdom additions that you may have to what I said, anything that you want to share on that topic, that we are not the mind, realizing who we are. You can also share a related story, if you'd like to, about a time that you fell for the mind or a time that you caught yourself and did not fall for the mind. If there's something you're not clear on and you want to ask a question, you may ask a question. But we do have now 15 minutes dedicated to open sharing. So I highly encourage you to take part. Until somebody is ready to share, I will simply be still. And please put up your hand and I will turn over the mic. All right, Melinda, the mic is yours.
Good morning. Thank you. I just want to say how grateful I am for the space that everybody holds in this room. It has really been very healing for me and in my, falling for my judgments of myself and buying into right and wrong and things like that, and condemning myself and cutting myself off in many ways. But I have been so grateful for this space ever since I joined, but this week has been very healing for me, and I'm just so thankful. So thank you, every one of you. And that's all I want to share.
Thank you, Melinda, and I would like to echo your gratitude. As I mentioned, I've been sharing in this room since 2005, and the blessings that I have received through that sharing cannot be counted. Grace, the mic is yours.
Yeah, thank you so much. I wanted to say that while I'm listening to this sharing about not being the mind, right now, I saw clearly how helpful it is, and I understood that the part of me that feel a discomfort towards my brothers, that part of me is what you call the mind, or what some people call the wrong mind, and that part is not the real me, because what I am, the I am, is already joined and one with all my brothers. So I don't have to do anything with that discomfort that I feel towards my brothers or some of my brothers. I just disidentify myself with it, and I don't have to react or try to fix anything based from that discomfort. So this sharing was very helpful to me, and I want to thank you, because I see clearly I am not that part. I am not that discomfort, and that part that feel it is the part that separated, and I am not separated. I guess that's what I wanted to share. I choose to identify myself with the I am, the one sonship, and there I am one of my brothers, and I don't need to go into my ego mind and try to fix any discomfort or anything. I just let it be and deny the denied of truth. So thank you so much. I dropped the mic.
And dances, you may go ahead and take the mic.
Thank you, everyone. I found myself asking a question, and I've heard others ask this too, and I think I just want to get more clarity on how to go about, I think I'm kind of getting my answer when I'm speaking it verbally. A lot of people will ask, like, you know, how do you go about continuing with the daily, you know, chores or obligations? And I'm just putting it out there to you know, continue to ask Spirit, and at the same time remembering who I am. I don't know if I'm being very clear with that question, but that's what I'm looking at, and I've heard others ask the same thing, so I would like a little maybe more clarity on that. And again, thank you, everyone. This is beautiful. Here's the mic.
Yes, dances. I can tell you, at least from my experience, how that shift occurred from doing things with the mind to doing things without the mind. And it came through the practice of surrender, specifically in my case, the practice of surrender that is taught in the teachings of Inner Ramana, which was really a matter of just asking within, like, what am I to do now? How am I to see this? And then trusting the intuitive answer that came and not questioning it and just learning to follow intuition. And of course, I'll be sharing more about that as I teach the teachings of Inner Ramana, which begins tonight at 7 p.m. So for now, I'm going to just go on to the next person who has their hand up, which is Sherpa Cheryl. The mic is yours.
Yes, hello, everyone. And I just wanted to say that I'm so grateful and so appreciative for this. This has probably got to be one of the greatest days of my life, in that I found finally the family that feels like my heart and that I can assemble with on a Sunday. It's really, really beautiful. And for me, the idea that I am not the mind, that I can just observe it spinning and that it will always spin. It's not, for me, the practice of stopping the mind, but it's just realizing that I am not that. And it can spin out all at once, and I can just laugh, and I can just realize I am not that. And I can be at peace. It's so freeing. It's so wonderful to just realize that I don't have to get sucked into that vortex of spinning. So, and then if I have a question, it would be, which I do, is how does the idea of I am not a mind relate to A Course in Miracles, which says that we are mind. So anyway, that's it. I love you guys so much. I love you guys so much, and I'm letting go. Thank you.
Yeah, and the answer to your question, Disa, is actually quite simple. The word mind has multiple definitions if you ever take the time to look it up in the dictionary. And so the way the word mind is used in A Course in Miracles when it says that we are mind, it's actually using a word to talk about that which doesn't have a word. But what A Course in Miracles really means is that we are that initial stillness source that is intelligence from which all things come. The right mind in A Course in Miracles is actually a bridge to realizing that mind, that that I am calling I am. So you have the wrong mind, and then the right mind, which is a bridge, and then the capital M mind. Just different words referring to the same wordless truth. Reverend Stills, the mic is yours.
Hi, is it about to now? All right, cool. What's happening, everyone? Good morning, everyone. Maybe it's because I'm from Amsterdam or something. My computer stinks. I have no idea, but good afternoon from Amsterdam. I just want to say that this room has been wonderful for me from you start from here. there's more to it than that. There's also a lot of beautiful canals and museums and stuff out here, but I hear you. This room, since I started listening to it back in, long before I came to Fipal Talk, it's been a blessing to me. And, it was through the Course in Miracles and this room that I came to realize that I was not a body, that I was not my mind, that I was not my thoughts, that I was not any of its past, its history or its future. And it shook me up for a while, and because I didn't know who I was nothing. I appeared to be nothing. But it's helped me through some tough times. And this room, whatever it's this new thing that's becoming, is the exact theme of my life has been for the past year and a half, and for the past 7 years. And it's in keeping with what's going on in my life, and I bless it, and I hope it continues for a long time to come. So that's it.
Thank you, and I'm very happy that we have international joining this morning, because we are truly an international assembly group of friends. Ron, the mic is yours.
It seems to me another answer to the question of A Course in Miracles being it's a mind training. And the interesting thing is that when we have mind training, we realize that we can let the mind relax. We let the mind settle down and open up. And when we have that mind training, we can settle the mind down and then realize that we can go beyond mind, and that's not who we are. And I have a very short, I'll try to make it short, a sharing about, I was driving to work one day, and it's been about 25 years ago. And I noticed that everybody that I saw out in the community looked familiar to me. And then when I went to work, at that time, I was a draftsman, designer, and I was watching the body do what the body did, and I realized that there was some consciousness there, but I could step back from it and observe what the body and the mind were doing to do this process, and my regular consciousness was that I was in that body and in that mind and in that mind. And in stepping back from that, it was really wonderful to be able to watch and observe what was going on there. So that was my, experience of doing what I did and not being attached to what I did. So that was my little experience. I'll drop the mic.
Thank you, Ron, and appreciate your sharing very much. And Jacqueline, we're going to turn it over to you for our last sharing during this interactive period. Please take the mic.
Yes. Oh, you hear? Sorry. Okay. I'm on my cell phone, and I'm used to
you know, that little mic icon showing up. I want to address, I think it was Dances who was talking. It doesn't matter. I want to address the idea of how do I move through quote unquote normal life or everyday life. And for me personally, the answer to that always is, I think that that question, here's what I'm trying to say. I think that question for me is really a distraction of the ego. So when I hear my mind ask that question, I say, be gone, you have no power here. Like in The Wizard of Oz, really? Or what I'll say is, what does that question have to do with this moment, Jacqueline? And the answer is always nothing. It has nothing to do with this moment. And so I can let the question go, let the mind chatter go, and be in the present moment with observing the mind, being that beyond the mind. So it's a lovely question, a legitimate question, and I can lovingly say, I always, you know, that's my answer to that question. What does that have to do with right now? And every time I ask that, the answer is nothing. It has nothing to do with right now. So I love you all so much. And thank you, Regina and Deb and everyone, for this beautiful moment, this beautiful morning.
Thank you, Jacqueline, for your sharing from your phone. That's very brave of you. I want to say thank you very much to everyone for taking part in the interactive period. You know, because we are an assembly of equals, I think that it's really important that we all take part. You know, we don't want any illusions popping up of, you know, someone being the one that can speak and share wisdom and others need to listen. So thank you very, very much for your sharing. Also, for people who had questions, I want to thank you for asking your questions, because one way that we become consistent with our wisdom clarity is by asking our questions, listening to the answers that are given, and then feeling within for an internal confirmation that says, yes, that's the answer. Sometimes when we ask a question, we may receive a dozen answers. They may not be the same. Our inner guidance is going to let us know which answer is our answer. So both sharing from our wisdom and asking our questions and then listening for an internal prompt about what is the correct answer, that is a part of how we are guided, and that is a part of how we are all equals, because we all have those same experiences. So I want to thank everyone very much for taking part. I also just want to thank everyone for showing up. We had at one point 51 people in the room today, plus I have an additional person here with me, although she may be asleep. We're talking about Jasmine. But sometimes people sleep through these types of gatherings, so that's all right. So a total of 52 people. I just think that's magnificent. Plus, I'm told we have 23 additional people listening on the radio. So thank you, everyone, for coming. Remember that you can now become a member of Awakening Together. Joe is counting the dog, Jamie. Yes, there's additional. I want to thank everyone for participating on the board as well. We are here to join together, and we don't join together without a participation. Otherwise, it's, you know, one person talking and a lot of other people listening, and there's no association going on. So I really want to thank everyone for taking the mic, for typing on the board. I want to thank everyone for being respectful of those of us who really see this as kind of a holy time, if you will, a reverent time, if you will. We really appreciate your respect. What I'm going to do now is play our closing song this song is about being open to everything. And if you listen to the words, you know, he's talking about being open to some things that we may judge as good, but he also talks about being open to some things that we may judge as bad. It's just being open all of the time. And again, the I am, which is before the mind, is open all of the time. So as we practice being open, what we're really doing is moving towards realizing the openness that we are. This song is by Mike Scott. I hope you all enjoy it.
To the world, open to spirit, open to the changing wind. Open to touch, open to nature, open to the world within. Open to change, open to adventure, open to the new, open to love, open to miracles, open to love, be you.
Open by Mike Scott. The funny thing is about this personality, Regina, she's never been overly interested in music. But starting in December, I became spontaneously very interested in music. I've collected a lot of songs. I love them deeply. And now here I am in a position where I'll be playing songs during our gatherings. If this had happened before that love had shown up, I wouldn't have had any songs to play. Now I have many. So hopefully I'll be sharing a lot of great songs with you. This is the end of our gathering, and I hope to see you next week, same time. And I am turning the mic over to Duff.
All right. I just want to thank you so much, Regina. Wonderful first awakening together gathering. I want to thank everyone who has joined us and truly joined us. I know that everyone here is joined in mind and in heart for sure. And I also just want to reiterate something. I want to thank Neil and Marie who are on next. They gave up their usual time so we can have this service. And this service will be here, of course, every Sunday at this hour, 10:15 to 11:30. Regina is on next week again, so please, obviously, please join us. And please invite your friends or maybe people to listen in on the radio. I also want to say that all are welcome during these services. All are always welcome for awakening together assembly gatherings.